Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us and starting the weekend with us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if this is one where I think it's probably pronounced one way. I'm going to go another way just so I can cut people off at the pass. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Stephenville.
That would be a little weird.
All right. Yeah. Did you catch the theme this week at any point?
It's all names of people.
Our cities this week have been Theo, Grace, Johns, Bendale, and today, Stephenville.
There you go.
I couldn't find a Tyler or a Horka. I tried to get everybody, though.
The former beat writers.
Some of our former Hall of Famers here.
They all left us.
Yes.
They all left us here in misery.
Yeah. Yeah. They've gone on to bigger and better things.
Theo's covering the MLB. Ben and
I don't know.
Ben
John covers the Saints.
Yeah, but he's
pretty rough.
He's
in New Orleans, though. So. We'll see him in a couple weeks. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. There will be beef on the grill at the Haydad House this weekend. Robbie Falk and I are going to enjoy a fine tri-tip from our friend Sam Blakeney, and I'm looking forward to that. So it is what it is. It's going to be good. Hopefully you guys are enjoying beef this weekend. If you're cooking out, if you're eating out, wherever it is, beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything state script, interlocking, M over S, it's all right there for you at College Corner. The holidays are coming up. Don't be the last person to make those plans. Get yourself taken care of early with a trip to College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, original by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. If you're going to enjoy a fantastic meal this weekend, whatever time of day it is, make it at Restaurant Tyler. Enjoy the best blue plate in town. Enjoy the best steak in town. Enjoy the best Sunday brunch in town. It's all right there. It's all right there waiting on you at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a banker who has a relationship with you, not just your money. You need to talk to the good people at PriorityOneBank.com. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Mississippi State, Arkansas, massive game for the Bulldogs. Massive game for the Razorbacks in some ways, especially if you're a person who thinks Bobby Petrino wants to get that job or needs to get that job. This is a game he probably needs to win. Something's got to give. That's the theory. That's the theme of the weekend. Two teams that are winless in the conference, but two very different teams. I guess we'll start where we've started almost every one of these Friday pods. Robbie, what have we not talked about?
Have we talked enough about Arkansas's side of things? I feel like we haven't really
talked
about their point of view. And I've listened to – am I on, by the way?
You're good.
All right. I've listened to several Arkansas beat writers this week.
Mm-hmm.
They are more down on their team than we are Mississippi State.
When you hear our interview with Jackson Fuller, same thing.
So I'm really intrigued by that side of things because when I look at the stat sheet, I'm very concerned about what Arkansas does offensively. I know that they didn't have a good week last week.
Right.
But one of the best offenses in the country, you know, they're turning the ball over. They're not finishing as they need to, but they have a extremely dynamic quarterback in Talen Green, who, if he was on a playoff contending team, I would pick that team to win the national championship. He
Right.
had better pieces. They lost seven, their top seven wide receivers slash tight ends. Their top seven pass catchers are gone. One of their best running backs, gone. They had to replace some guys, I think, on the offensive line. They have been as good or better this year offensively. That,
They've
to
been
me,
really
says
good.
Bobby Petrino's offense is really good, and also Talen Green is very, very good. So I'm very concerned about what they do, especially running the football when he's making the right reads. You know, they're running kind of that read option. It's very difficult to stop. And their offensive line's really good too. So I'm concerned about that. Their defense is awful. It's one of the worst defenses in the country, but they can score with anybody.
So they're kind of a version of Mississippi State from last year. They're not as bad defensively as State was,
And they're much better
but they're much
offensively.
better offensively. But they have some of the similar things that if you start getting into that, they can win shootouts. They're basically what we thought State was going to
Well,
be last year, but
they can't win. They haven't won shootouts, but they can
they
get
can
in the
get into
mix.
shootouts. That's a good way of putting it. They have the ability to win shootouts.
They should have beaten Ole Miss.
Yeah,
They
should have.
should. They could have beaten
They had A&M.
A&M
They
and
had Arkansas.
Tennessee.
They had Auburn. They had Tennessee. They had all these teams, but they can't get enough stops, and that's where the similarities are.
And now the question is Arkansas regressing offensively? Because last week they weren't very good against Auburn, and Talen Green was not healthy last week. I think he got banged up against A&M. How healthy is he? Because if he's not,
Not on the availability report, so he should
okay.
be okay.
So, but if he's not in really good shape, if he's not physically where he needs to be,
Right.
State can take control of this
If he
game.
can't give Arkansas what he normally gives them in the run game, that's going to be an
That's going to be a
issue
problem.
because this is a guy who's rushed for 600 yards this year as a quarterback, and that's with taking 17 sacks. So, plus runner, this is a offensively they're just good. Talen Green has been really good this year. They have two great runners in Green and Mike Washington, who's the third leading rusher in the conference. He averages almost 7 yards a carry. They've got a couple.
Transfer in a lot of
Yeah.
transfers.
Speaking of transfers, their leading receiver is a transfer, Omega Blake. Their tight end, Rohan Jones, is an interesting one. Not a lot of tight ends averaging 34 yards a catch, I would imagine, but he does. 12 catches on the year for 400-plus yards. Really interesting weapon.
As long as I can remember, Arkansas's had
They've always
tight
had him.
ends.
Hunter Henry, and what was it, Sprinkle, the guy who got caught shoplifting at the Belk Bowl, which is one of the all-time funny
You remember
things.
that 2015 game, like Brandon Allen, I think, was the
Yeah,
quarterback,
they
and
just
they
kept
threw
hitting
like
him.
seven touchdowns,
Yeah.
and it was like all the tight ends. Like it was
Yeah,
like Hunter Henry,
Sprinkle.
Sprinkle, like that was the craziest game ever. And that's been Arkansas's
Another identity,
offense,
yeah.
is they get in these shootouts. I don't think State needs to be in a shootout, because I just don't.
Well, I'm hopeful that State, if the, this Vegas thinks it's going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
The over under is approaching 70.
Which I
You
think
think
is how
that benefits Arkansas?
being at home, with the way State plays in the fourth quarter, this doesn't need to be a game. Like there needs to be State needs to be kind of in control. And if you're in control going into the fourth quarter, I don't think Arkansas is like Texas. Texas came into that ball game 5-2. They have found ways to win some games. Arkansas is dejected right now. They are like Mississippi State. They have just found ways to lose. You need to be in control. You need to be up 10 points going in the fourth quarter or something like that. And I know State fans wouldn't feel comfortable with that, but it's a little different situation. You're playing on the road. At that point, you got to think Arkansas fans would be, if they're even in the stadium, would be kind of dejected. The players would as well. State needs to be in control in this game going into that point in the ball game, I think.
You've hit on a couple of points that Jackson Fuller hit on our interview today. So let's just go ahead and go to that and get that information in there. This is Jackson Fuller from the Southwest Times Record. All interviews here on Thunder and Lightning brought to you by Alora Modern Wellness, Starkville's hub and home for recovery. No matter how hard you work out, you've got to recover just as much. Alora Modern Wellness provides you the avenues to do that. So many different services offered there. However you're hurting, however you're feeling down, they can get you feeling better. If you want to book any kind of treatment, you can call them at 662-268-9255 or visit their website, aloramodernwellness.com. I am an Allure Modern Wellness client, as is Robbie. When we feel like we need a little boost, that's where we head, is to Allure Modern Wellness. Let's go down to my interview with Jackson Fuller, who covers the Arkansas Razorbacks for the Southwest Times Record. Let's talk about this game with Jackson Fuller from the Southwest Times Record covering the Arkansas Razorbacks. Before we get into the game, I feel like with what's happened at Penn State and LSU and Florida, the Arkansas coaching vacancy has kind of just gone under the radar at this point. Where is that search in your mind? Is Petrino going to end up being the guy, or do they look outside?
I think there was some momentum building for him, especially after like the first two games that he played. The team definitely looked like it was playing better. Close losses on the road to Tennessee and then at home to Texas A&M, who looks like one of the best teams in the country. The Auburn loss really took some wind out of the sails, I think. And I think that's not only the case like within the program and the athletic department, but also within the fan base. I think there was a good portion of the fans that they remember Bobby from, you know, that 2008, 2012 run and how good the times were, and thought maybe he had this magic wand that could kind of fix the program in a way that other coaches haven't. But the loss to Auburn, I mean, it was just right there in front of them, and it was the offense's fault, which hasn't been the case all season, really. I still think there's a chance Bobby gets the full-time job. They got four games left, and really, like, they're winnable games. Like, Texas is struggling, LSU is struggling, you know, Mississippi State and Arkansas both kind of at the bottom of the standings. I think he's got to win at least two of them. But I definitely think, if you had to ask me right now, I think it'll be from outside the program, just based on, you know, how his time here as interim coach has gone. You just haven't seen enough changes from when Sam Pittman was the coach.
So that kind of begs the question then that this Arkansas team, they struggled all season long. Last week was a game that it felt like a gut punch. They had the lead. It looked like they were going to get that win, and then they don't. Mentally, has this team checked out, in your opinion? Is this a game where Mississippi State could come in, get an early lead, and knock them out? Or are they still fighting hard and trying to get that first SEC win?
Man, you kind of nailed – I wrote like my prediction paragraph yesterday. And that was the thing I said. If this team has checked out and let go of the rope, this is a loss. And if they haven't, I do expect them to win this game at home. And we'll see. Throughout, so far, they have not. They absolutely have not. They've battled for Petrino. They battled for quarterback Talen Green, who I think has been such a good leader for this team, you know. And it's really like it's tough to kind of watch this guy who's been a pretty darn good quarterback over his past 2 years, and he's fought through injuries. He's been very tough with playing behind a terrible offensive line last year. And you know, for him to be 2-6, and it's not really like a lot of these losses haven't been his fault. It's been tough. And he's been the leader that's kind of kept the locker room together. So for now, I'm going to say no, they have not checked out. But that, like you said, that Auburn punch was that Auburn loss was a gut punch. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they came out and the Mississippi State game was the first time they got checked out. The crowd, I don't anticipate a good crowd, you know, just based off how the games have gone. I mean, we'll see. Maybe the fans surprise me. Maybe the team surprises me. I think the start is going to be crucial. They have to get off to a good start. If they fall behind early, I could see it unraveling.
Talen Green, you mentioned him. What an underrated player in this conference, in my opinion. Great passer. He's rushed for over 600 yards, and that's with taking 100-plus yards in sack yardage to the negative there. Is it just as simple as if you slow him down, you'll beat Arkansas?
If you do, you will win. If you do slow him down, you will beat Arkansas. But there are other ways to beat Arkansas, as we've seen this year, because he's had some amazing games where they still lost. I mean, the Texas A&M game comes to mind where, you know, he goes out with an injury in the second quarter, I think. He misses one play. He goes in the tent. We're all like, oh, no, season's over. And he comes back in with, like, a knee sleeve and has arguably the best game of his entire career at Arkansas in terms of, you know, no turnovers, throwing the ball, running the ball, making clutch plays, and they still lose because the defense just could not get a stop. So, yeah, I guess it is simple if you take him away, but there's other avenues to beat Arkansas. And Mississippi State, I think, has the chance to do some of those things like explosive plays, control the run game when they're on offense, and, you know, just kind of the RPO, the Blake Shapen kind of, I know he doesn't throw the ball like down the field all the time, but, you know, taking chunks of yardage against this Arkansas defense, a way to tire them out because they don't really trust the depth. That's another way too. So I think it's going to be a high scoring game.
Yeah, Vegas agrees with you on that one. I'm thinking back to our conversation during the summer. I don't remember us talking about Mike Washington Jr. in the kind of glowing praise that apparently we should have been giving him. This guy's the third leading rusher in the conference. He averages almost 7 yards a carry. Was this expected coming into the season, or has he just come off the radar to be one of the best running backs in the SEC?
In the spring there were some signs of it, but it was still just a little too early to tell. He was so new to the program. You had a guy, Braylon Russell, who in-state kid, had a decent freshman season, was coming back for his sophomore year. I mean, he had his best game of his freshman season on the road at Mississippi State last year. So it was just a little too early
A
to
lot of
tell, probably.
Arkansas Razorbacks had their best game in
That's
that
true. That's
game.
very true.
Yeah.
It was just a little too early to tell when I think when we spoke in the summer, but literally once the team got back from fall, we started talking to everybody. I mean, no one could stop raving about his work in the summer, like just the freakish athletic things he was doing in the weight room, the commitment to putting in that work. And then you kind of just it was like standing out, like, oh, he's ahead of Braylon Russell. And so once the fall got here, it was like if this offensive line is as good as maybe we anticipate, then yes, it was kind of a we knew Mike was going to have a big year, especially because when you have a running quarterback next year as a running back, that opens up holes. And I think Washington's been a beneficiary of that. He's been tremendous, and it's just a little bit of everything: fast, strong, sees holes well. It's kind of a shame for Arkansas. You're only going to have him for 1 year as a senior transfer.
So we talked to Jeff Lebby on Monday and were asked about, since Sam Pittman had departed, does Arkansas look different on film? He said offensively, no, they look the same. Defensively, they're completely different. They may be completely different in terms of the scheme. The results have not been completely different. This is not a very good defense. I feel like I'm being generous when I say that. Defensively, where is the biggest weakness in this Arkansas team?
The front seven, they are not getting any pass rush whatsoever, and they have a guy, Quincy Rhodes, who I think CBS Sports just did a mock draft, come out on Tuesday or Monday, and they had Quincy Rhodes as a first round pick. He's a defensive end, but that's it in terms of a guy that can get after passer. Teams are double teaming him, putting all their focus on him and not worried about anyone else. And the lack of depth on the defensive line, they're forcing to play linebackers as like edge rushers and outside linebackers. Their two senior linebackers just haven't quite lived up to the expectations coming into the season, missed tackles too much. And, the secondary has been not great. I mean, it has, when you're giving up this many points, you're not great. But I don't think it's been terrible. They're just having to cover too long, or they're having to design blitzes that are leaving guys one-on-one down the field. And it's just the front seven have just been probably the worst, front seven in the entire SEC. And they've also been hurt. I mean, last week against Auburn, their best defensive tackle was out with an injury. He's Cam Ball. He's supposed to return this week, but it's just a thin, not impressive group along the line of scrimmage, and other offensive lines have just taken advantage, whether that's running the football or giving their quarterbacks all the time in the world.
You mentioned Rhodes. Arkansas has 14 sacks on the season. He has half of them with seven. Really good player, but you're right. He's kind of a one-man army out there. One thing we always do here when we're on our Friday podcast, we pick an offensive playmaker, a defensive playmaker, and then what we call an X factor. Maybe a guy who statistically doesn't have the biggest game, but could make a big play in this game and change the tide of it. Who would be Arkansas's X factor? Can I nominate a guy? I've never done this before, but you don't see a tight end averaging 34 yards per catch very often. Can we nominate Rohan Jones, or should we go another way?
No, that's fine. I mean, that might have been my pick for the offensive player to watch. He is just so darn explosive, and like he makes difficult catches. It's not like he's just wide open. He's last week he was getting dragged down by an Auburn defender and still had the concentration to haul in an over the shoulder catch. It was like a 40-yard gain, I believe. They use him in a variety of ways too. He'll line up at fullback, and like that will confuse defenses of, okay, we know he's a receiving tight end that maybe a safety should be on here, but he's at fullback, so the linebacker has to cover him and loses track of him. I think you're right. I mean, he's definitely a guy that if he's going to have a big game, like that's a good sign for the Arkansas offense. When he's been held quiet a couple times, that's maybe when the offense has struggled. But it's interesting. They don't really go like he has such big yards per catch, but they don't target him too much. He's more of like, we're going to lull you to sleep with all of our other weapons and Talen running the football, and then we're going to hit this fullback slash tight end leaking out for a big gain. But Tremendous player.
Something's got to give on Saturday. Somebody is getting their first SEC win when this one is all over. We'll see more about that when kickoff occurs. Jackson Fuller, as always, appreciate your time, man.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Everything is in place for Mississippi State here. You're playing a team that you're better than, a team that has already, it's already on its interim coach. They keep losing games. There's not going to be a big crowd. The only thing I would add, if State could somehow have gotten this game at 11 a.m., it would be a perfect scenario for them. They'll settle for the hidden in plain sight 3 o'clock thing here up against the cocktail party. You said it yesterday. There's no excuses for Mississippi State. They absolutely have to win this game.
Yeah, they absolutely do. I mean, it's just it's imperative at this point for Jeff Lebby and his tenure at Mississippi State. He's got to find a way to win this one because it doesn't look great if you lose this ball game and you have three top 25 teams remaining that you can find a way to win a game in there. At that point, I'm going to have no faith in Mississippi State to find a way.
Right.
But that's
If they win, I would tell you, I would, if State wins on Saturday and you said right now, what do you predict for this season? I'd say 7-5. I think they would beat Missouri and Ole Miss.
And that's the crossroads we talked about on Thursday,
Yeah.
is that it's that drastic.
It
Mississippi
really
State
is.
wins
It's
this
crazy.
game and they have a chance to win seven. They lose this game and they're probably 4-8, and you're 0-16 in the league in 2 years. That is literally like the definition of a crossroads for Jeff Lebby. And I know that Arkansas's offense is really, really talented. I know that they've been putting up big numbers. But they've also been finding ways to lose at a higher percentage than Mississippi State. They're 2-6 right now.
Yeah.
They've lost to Memphis in a game
They had won.
improbable how they lost that
As
game.
bad as State's collapse was against Texas, their collapse against Memphis was equally as bad. And you're playing Memphis,
And
not
yeah, maybe
Texas.
worse with it being
Yeah.
Memphis. So this team just they Mississippi State doesn't know how to win. This team really doesn't know how to win.
Right. Which is
So
funny. Their coach does. The
yeah.
Bruins won a ton of big games.
So I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. Arkansas people are way down on their team coming into this. Our media is kind of the same. So I don't know what to expect. But it's certainly there for the taking. Again, it's been there for the taking for the last 3 weeks now for Mississippi State. Can they take it is the question. And hopefully you and I are sitting there and we're finishing off that tri-tip, and they took it.
That would be lovely.
Or it could be another loss, and we're finishing off the tri-tip anyways.
One way or the other, that tri-tip's getting finished.
Yeah,
That's not the issue.
that's
All
correct.
right. Yeah, we'll take care of the beef. Let State take care of the hogs. Is that what we're saying?
Hey,
I
works for
like that.
me.
I like that, to be honest with you.
I'll take care of some hogs too if you were cooking pork.
I have some sausage to throw on the grill.
Okay, there we
So
go.
don't worry.
We will be tearing up some hogs.
Yeah, we got it all. Do I need to go get a chicken? Put some legs on the grill or something? It's just the two of us, isn't it?
Yeah, let's just keep
Just
with
keep it
the.
where we
I
are.
think
All
we're
right.
good.
I might do a side. I don't know. I
Yeah.
don't know yet. Let's
Might be a meat with a side of meat.
That's the best kind of tailgating, in my opinion. Let's move into our playmaker and prediction that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the Cotton District and the Older Brother, two fantastic restaurants. Again, if you're going to be around the Cotton District, anytime, it's a good time to go over to Two Brothers. That's a great place. Even if you're just between meals, you just want a little snack. They have the best, a
Snacky.
little snacky snack. I mean, a couple smoked wings or, some of the pimento cheese fritters.
Oof.
Underrated. We don't talk about those
Yeah,
enough.
those are good. I don't even like pimento
You
cheese
don't
that
either.
much.
But I like those pimento cheese fritters. So I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what the
Truth,
magic is.
you can almost fry anything and
That's
I'll
true.
probably eat it.
It's probably, that's that fried does go a long way.
Yeah.
So, guys, it doesn't matter what time of day it is. If you're hungry, get to the Cotton District and get the Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 5 decades.
5 decades, brother.
I just want to see what you do. Way to adapt, overcome. Good job. Five
Adapt
decades.
and survive.
There you go. It's like Bear Grylls out here.
Yeah.
If you need technology for your business, if you need a new copy or a new printer, new laptops or computers, whatever it is, Advantage Business Systems is the place to call. Not only will you get what you're looking for, you get what you need. You get that service after the sale Nobody else takes care of their customers after the sale the way Advantage Business Systems does and has been doing for 50 years.
50.
601-362-9192 or visit them online. ABSMS.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, Maroon & Co. is the place to shop for Mississippi State gear. If you're not going to be there, there's always the website, maroonandco.com. Do you like my hoodie? I got it at Maroon & Co.
Yes,
you,
sick hoodie.
Well, thank you. I've never had, I don't know that anything I've ever worn has been described as sick, but I'll take it.
Well,
I'm very old, so.
Well, the genteel polos that I still have not gotten are pretty nice.
I can't. I can't. I've done everything I can do.
You've done your part.
Yeah.
I agree. You've
By the
done
way,
your part.
Speaking of being old, 1 month away.
From 50?
I'll be 50. I'll be
50.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna have a day that day.
That's we're recording that day. It's a Sunday.
Oh yeah, we'll have a day.
It'll be the sun. It'll be our. I don't know what our post Egg Bowl situation is going to be. We'll figure that out.
Hopefully, it'll be Friday when
Yeah,
we're
that would be
recording.
lovely.
Yeah.
So, regardless of all that, where were we? Maroon and Co. MaroonandCo.com. Thunder15 is our promo code to save 15% off regular price in store or online. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to Davis Wade Stadium, go to Maroon and Co. If you're going to be shopping for the holidays and you've got somebody in your life, you notice I'm using real generic, general terms here. It's because whatever they like to do, I can get you something at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden that they will enjoy. If you've got a sportsman, if you've got a cook, if you've got a guy who's big on keeping his lawn looking the best, if you've got somebody who's a gardener, if you got a repairman, whatever it is, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. It's like they sandwiched a Lowe's, a Walmart, and a Kroger into one place, and they said make everything cheaper.
Yes.
I can't describe the wonderland that is Scruggs more than that. And of course, when we're talking about John Deere power, Scruggs is the place to get it. Check out their deals. 0% financing up to 60 months in some instances on their commercial mowers, gators, and compact tractors. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden Saltillo, they have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in this great state of ours, we don't care if you got 100 acres or a few thousand, you need to know the good people at Good Hope Land and Timber. Anything that you need done on your property regarding the land and the timber, they can help you with that. And they've been doing it for years. They have a well-trained staff. They know how to make your property do the things you want your property to do from top to bottom. That's why they are one of our favorite sponsors here on Thunder and Lightning because they take care of their customers. We don't let people sponsor things on this. If we thought you were a business that doesn't take care of your customers, you're out. You're gone.
You gotta go.
You gotta go. So they have the Thunder and Lightning seal of approval. They are locally trusted and landowner approved. Good Hope Land and Timber. Playmaker time, Robbie Faulk. Offensively, what do you like?
Ooh,
What do
I'm
you
gonna go.
hear? What do you
Yeah, what?
say?
I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna say, Fluff Bothwell.
Okay. Wow.
I'm going to predict that he plays,
Yeah.
and I'm gonna predict he has a good game.
Okay.
If not, I think it's Devon Booth. I think the running game is
Yeah.
going to be where Mississippi State makes its hay. I think both teams, but I think State has kind of found it in the running game. You had over 100 yards against Florida from Devon Booth. You essentially had 100 yards last week. He had 99 against a great defense. So I feel like State's got it. State has found its running game, and now you're adding Bothwell back into the mix. That could be a real difference maker for them down the stretch because I think it just was not quite where they needed it to be early on in the season, a lot like last year. It just opens up so much more for you if teams have to account for that. And you get a lot of more one-on-one coverage for Brennan Thompson and Anthony Evans, and now Aiden Williams is starting to progress. I think Fluff Bothwell plays. I think he's chomping at the bit, and I think he has a good game. This is not a good defense at all. This should be your best chance to run up literally some big yardage in this game.
We didn't talk about it, but in the availability report you mentioned Bothwell listed as probable, but Albert Reese is questionable. Do you have any idea what's going on with that?
I have not heard anything, and I mean,
Me either.
I'm not saying that he's not going to be out
Yeah.
or anything, but usually by this point in the week, we usually start to hear rumblings about
Yeah.
there's
Haven't
somebody
heard
going to be
that.
out. We have not heard that.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that he's not going to play.
Thursday's It's Thursday as we're recording. Thursday's injury report will be a lot more telling, I think.
If we look at 7:10 tonight and it says Albert Reese doubtful,
Yeah,
that's he's out.
he's out.
He's
He's
out.
not playing.
This is usually how it goes. Somebody's questionable, they go to probable or doubtful, and there you go.
There you go.
So we will see tonight if Fluff Bothwell is probable on Thursday night, then everything's good to go with him, I would imagine. If he is doubtful or still questionable, then it's going to be up in the air. So we'll see.
All right, so my offensive playmaker for me is going to be Anthony Evans, and I don't think I've picked him this year, but this Arkansas team, they kind of fall into State's weakness, and what I mean by that is they are not a good pass rushing team. They have 14 sacks on the year, 7 by 1 guy. So if you can kind of neutralize Quincy Rhodes, you can have time to throw.
And Rhodes got, I think, in two of their non-conference games is
Yeah,
where he
big
got like
numbers.
two or three sacks.
So. Yeah, this is a team, and you heard it in the interview with Jackson Fuller. They can't rush the passer. So State's going to have some opportunities to throw the ball down the field. Thompson, obviously, I could pick and choose between Thompson and Evans. Evans has been a little bit more of the possession guy, but he can also make things happen after the catch. Thompson, for the most part, has been throw it deep and let him catch it. He had the one run, long run after the catch against Southern Mississippi. But other than that, most of his big plays, I guess the Arizona State game, too. But Evans has been really consistent this year. I think he could have a big game for Mississippi State in this one. So I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Anthony Evans is my offensive playmaker. What about defensively, Robbie?
Defensively, I think we saw something last week. Darian Gillette,
Okay.
he came in for Zachary Tillman. I know they're kind of splitting reps, and Tillman, I think, is the guy. If he is available, he's the guy. But Gillette has shown something this year. He's been really impressive
Been very good.
when he's had his shot. So I'm going to say he's going to come up and make some plays. That position in particular is kind of like running back for me. If it's not Fluff Bothwell, it's going to be Devon Booth in this game. If it's not Gillette, I think it's going to be Zachary Tillman because you're
So
having
that
to
position
defend
is where you're going to get.
a quarterback on a lot of plays on this read. I think that position is going to be spying him out and having to make plays. So it really feels like we'll say that spot is going to be very key in this ball game. Zachary Tillman, Darian Gillette, Tyler Lockhart, his spot too. They've got some position versatility there with those guys.
I like
I
that.
think that they're going to come up and make some big plays in this game.
Jeff Lebby always tells us not to look back. He doesn't worry about last year, but when you lose a game the way they did to this team last year, people are going to remember that. And Isaac Smith is going to remember that. That's my defensive playmaker. I think he is going to be a key in this game, getting after Taylen Green or maybe spying him a little bit, keeping an eye on him, trying to keep him from making those big plays with his legs. This is a game where you're on the road, you need your veterans to show up, and that's what Isaac Smith is. I think this is an old school Isaac Smith game, double digit tackles, maybe a sack. We'll see if he can force a turnover, but Isaac Smith is the guy. State has not had that old school Isaac Smith game this year. You're gonna get it in this one, I think. What about an X factor?
X factor in this game for me, I'm going a little bit off the beaten path, and I'm going to say Kyle Ferry.
Ooh,
He the
okay.
last two games, Kyle Ferry did not get an opportunity to win the game. You had the Florida game where you're down 23-21. You're essentially in field goal range. You're trying to get a little better position. You throw an interception. Last week, State trying to drive down the field and try to go get a game-winning field goal. They got sacked and they were out of field goal range. They still had I think, another first down to feel more comfortable, but they didn't give themselves that opportunity. So Kyle Ferry has not had a chance to go win these last two ball games. This is a guy from Arkansas. This game's going to mean something to him, probably more than anybody else. And another really good kicker across the way for them and a freshman. Kyle Ferry has an opportunity in this game to go perform in a big way. And so if it comes down to it, he gets an opportunity. I think he's going to have a big day for Mississippi State. So I'm going to go with him as my X factor.
I'm fascinated because by picking the kicker, we don't have your prediction yet. It makes me think you're going to pick a close game.
Yes,
Okay.
I think it'll be a close game.
Okay. I'm going to stay on the defensive side of the ball for my X factor. Kelly Jones is rolling. Interception against Texas A&M, interception against Texas, the highest rated PFF cornerback in the conference. This is a guy who's.
Is it a little bit of a surprise that he's not on the Thorpe semifinalist list?
Yes.
State Hith, I think, is getting snubbed on this list.
I
I don't know
agree.
who's voting, but
He should have
Emmanuel
won it.
Forbes should have won the
Should
Thorpe
have
a
won
couple
it.
years ago.
Yeah.
And Kelly Jones, we're saying he's
Smoot should have won it.
we're saying he's the highest rated PFF corner in the
Yeah.
country.
Yeah.
He's got two or three interceptions.
Two. Yeah.
The numbers he's put up against really good receivers
Yeah.
are great. I'm surprised he's not on that
I
list.
am too. But I think he's back on the interception list in this one. Last week, Green had a rough game, put a couple balls up for grabs. I think he does it again in this one. I think State's able to pressure him, and that'll force some bad throws, and Kelly Jones will be the benefactor. I'm putting him on the list. I've spoken a couple things into existence. I spoke a Kelly Jones interception into existence against Texas A&M. Last week, I said they would be able to get after to Arch Manning. I had the wrong Texas guy. I had Malik Sylla instead of Darian Gillette, but Sylla played well in that game. This week, Kelly Jones back on. Between you and me, we've had some good predictions this year. We'll see. What about this prediction, Robbie Falk?
You know,
Oh no. Oh no.
I said last week if they didn't win, I'm not going to pick them again till they win, and so
Right.
I'm going to hold true to that.
Oh.
I'm going to pick Arkansas in this game, and it's mostly like a reverse jinx thing. I'll just go ahead and admit that,
Okay.
because I do think that State is, I think State's the better team.
Right.
I think Arkansas is very broken right now. They don't really know what they're going to do with their coaching position. The fan base is kind of falling off the Bobby Petrino bandwagon. I don't think the crowd's going to be great. I think it'll be a sleepy atmosphere. But I just don't believe in Mississippi State right now. And that's a challenge for them to come out and prove me wrong. They probably don't care. Hardly any of them are probably listening to this podcast. If they are, why are you listening to this podcast? But I just don't. I don't believe until they show me. That's where I'm at with this team. I picked them in losses against Tennessee and Texas and Florida. I picked them in all those games, and they let me down. This week, I'm not going to pick them. So I'm going to pick Arkansas to win this game, and I'm going to say it's going to be 35 to 31, Arkansas.
All right. I am going to go the opposite.
Okay. Well, so last week I went the
I
opposite.
did.
So
I
we're
did.
flipping here.
And then I was right. So maybe we can pull that off again. I'm going to take State to win this one. Arkansas is just not good. They're just not a good team. I'm not going to. State is a bad, good team. I will give themselves that, right? They've got some qualities that make them a good team, but they can't win, so they're bad.
Well, Arkansas's in the same way.
Arkansas is just a bad team.
But their offense is top
Their offense is very good, but it
20,
doesn't
top
matter.
10 in the
It
country.
doesn't matter. They're just a bad team. They don't know how to win, and neither the State. But I think State, this is where you break through. Everything is in place for you to win. And I'm with you 100%. If they don't win this game, you're finishing 4-8. You can be on the hot seat next year, Jeff Lebby, and you can enjoy it. And I.
And the next 3 weeks of this podcast will be just
A lot of basketball.
that
Basketball starts next week.
we'll be back to where we were last year, where we were just
Yeah.
dreading every single episode.
Yeah. They're going to win.
Please.
And I tell you what, it's going to be more comfortable than you think.
Okay.
Mississippi
Hey.
State wins 42-28.
Hey, if that's the case, you and I will be sipping Coke Zeros and putting
It's like
down
flavored
dry
water.
Japes.
There you go.
Yeah, it'll be a great Saturday.
We'll do that. All right. We will talk to you guys again on Sunday.
Saturday at noon, Mississippi State, Louisiana Tech baseball. If you're in
Baseball
town, you want
tournament.
to come check that out. I'll be covering that.
Yeah.
So that should be fun.
Yeah. I'm actually speaking tonight at the Starkville Quarterback Club.
Have fun with that.
I'm looking
I've
forward to
never been
it.
invited to that.
I will tell them to put you on the list.
No, it's okay.
Come on.
I don't want a pity invite now.
Well, I'm just trying to
You
help.
think you know me?
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.